It's time for From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with Trey Schaap, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around, trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Shortgrass is presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine and brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels. We partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Shortgrass, here's your host, Trey Schaap.
Welcome to another edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. The Little Rock Trojans men's golf team started the final round of the Everett Buick GMC Classic with a 5-stroke lead. But it didn't take them long to expand on that lead. They put down the pedal and they won by a whopping 14 strokes to take the team title at Chenal Country Club. Lucas Rossler finished third overall on the individual leaderboard and he started his final round with a hole-in-one on number 4 en route to a 65, 7 under par, tied for the second lowest round ever by a men's individual in program history. I was able to catch up with Austin Oaf, the head coach of the Little Rock Trojans, after their victory.
Austin, as the head coach of the Little Rock Trojans, this is your first win
here in your home event. How does it feel?
Yeah, it feels good. You know, we've had a few close calls this fall season so far, and I think we've just learned each time. You know, we struggled at Cincinnati, played really not bad at Notre Dame, it played hard, and we were in a position to win and played a lot better and learned. And then, you know, to be in the spot at home and, you know, the spotlight's kind of on you, and we really played well today, I thought. So it was just great playing by all 5 guys. I mean, it was kind of that way last week at Notre Dame too. We had everybody contributing, which is big. You know, I'm big on 5 guys in the lineup and all 5 being there and helping us win. So that was really the key.
Speaking of all 5 guys, could you have gotten off to a better start in your final 18 when your 5th player makes a hole-in-one on number 4, his first hole of the day?
Yeah, it was wild. I was standing there with him, you know, and he obviously pulled it just a smidge to do what he did, but it flew straight in, slam dunk, didn't mess up the hole or nothing. So it was a pretty unreal start from there, you know, and then telling all the guys as they came through, hey, Lucas made hole-in-one here. I just think everybody was in a good mood. And then, you know, from there, we just played some really solid golf.
What does this do for the confidence of the team as you guys get ready for the spring coming up?
Yeah, it's good. We got one more event in Tulsa, so I think it's huge for that too. Some really good teams there, just kind of keep the momentum going. And then you know, off season and getting at it in the spring when everything's most important, right? So I think just keep building on what we're building and getting better every time we come out is kind of what we've been doing this fall.
Congrats.
Thank you. Thanks.
The Trojans got better news the next day as the first scoreboard poll of the season was released. The Little Rock Trojans came in at number 38 in the country in the first collegiate golf rankings of the 24-25 season. It is the second highest national ranking ever held by the Little Rock program. They checked in with 43.3 poll points, just 6 points out of the top 25. Oklahoma is ranked first, followed by Ole Miss, Auburn, Arizona State, and LSU. Texas is 6th, Virginia 7th, North Carolina 8th, Georgia Tech and Vanderbilt round out the top 10. Little Rock is the highest-ranked team in the state of Arkansas, as well as the Ohio Valley Conference. In fact, when you look in the OVC, SIUE is the next highest-ranked team. They come in at 162. Little Rock men's golf, dominant right now on the golf course. Coming up on this edition of From the Shortgrass, I sit down with the 2024 high school boys and girls overall champions. Henry O'Keefe won the boys' title. Yin-Yo Yang won the girls' title at Pleasant Valley Country Club. You will hear from both of the champions coming up in a matter of minutes. I want to tell you about Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group, Matthew Allen and Blair Allen. They know how to manage hotel properties. When you need an overnight place to stay, make sure you find one of their great properties and book it. How do you do that? Go to the website, bphotels.com. Beachwood.com. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group, a fine sponsor of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. We're back after this. Stay with us.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
Heading to El Dorado to check out some live music or to play Mystic Creek? Stay at the Haywood, the only boutique hotel in the middle of downtown and the Murphy Arts District. If you are spending a weekend in Hot Springs, make plans now at the Marriott Courtyard close to Lake Hamilton and Oaklawn. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group manages both of these fine properties, and you will rest easy knowing that your every need is taken care of. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels on the web at bphotels.com.
UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is taking golf to the next level. As the official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback Athletics, UAMS Health covers all 19 Razorback sports programs, including golf, and is the official medical partner of the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens. They're also proud to sponsor professional golfers Ken Duke and Glenn Day. Have a golf injury? Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today. That's 501-686-8674. Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schapp. At UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are dedicated to keeping you in the game. From sports injuries to joint replacement, they provide world-class care right here in Arkansas. Call 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. The high school boys and girls overall championships were held at Pleasant Valley Country Club, and on the girls' side, Yin-Yo Yang of Conway was the champion. She had two double bogeys on a scorecard, one on the eighth hole, which is a par five, and then once on the par four 14th, but she finished her round in dramatic fashion. Out of a fairway bunker on 18, she stuffed her shot to about a foot and a half, sank the birdie putt for a 75. That gave her the victory, a three-shot victory over Lily York and Susanna Manns. I had a chance to sit down with Yin-Yo Yang to discuss her victory in the girls' high school overall championship. On the tee, Yin-Yo Yang.
Yin-Yo, congratulations. 2024 high school overall champion. How does that feel?
It's amazing this year to win.
Yeah, you didn't win last year. You finished runner-up. Did that give you any motivation coming into this week?
Yes, for sure. I mean, last year I was just short by a couple strokes, and so coming into this tournament, I really wanted to win it this year.
What did you do to prepare yourself for this week?
A whole lot of practice. I've been at the golf course every single day, if I can, that is. And on days that I can, as long as I'm out on the course for like 10, 20 minutes, that's enough for me.
What do you think the key was today? Because you didn't make a birdie until the final hole, but what a birdie it was on 18.
I mean, today, short game was really important. I didn't hit as many greens as I'd like, but my short game was really good. I chipped it close, put it in, and that's what saved my game today.
We'll get to number 18 in a minute, but I want to go to the first tee. And when you arrived on property, practice round before the round on Thursday, but when you arrived on property and saw all the grandstands up and everything, and a PGA Tour Champions event is coming here, did it kind of feel like, okay, this is the big time?
Yeah, like I know there's no one out there watching us like there would for the event next week, but it did feel like the real thing with all the stands out there and just kind of a look at what I could be doing in the future if I make it on tour.
Yeah, the LPGA, I mean, they have grandstands like this as well.
Yeah.
Were you nervous on the first tee?
I'm always nervous on the first tee. I mean, the first shot always, you know, if I hit it good, then, you know, it kind of sets a good mood for my round. If I hit it bad, kind of sets me off a little rough, but I hit it pretty nice on the first tee. So
when did you really settle down though and start playing your game?
I think today it might have maybe like on by the third hole I started to like relax a little bit.
And then you had a hiccup.
Yes, I did. On hole 8, yeah, par 5.
The par 5, yeah. What happened on 8?
I mean, I hit a beautiful drive down the middle of the fairway, but I just, my second shot, I just like a huge 40-yard cut out of bounds.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, and then what's worse is that my second shot, you know, when I dropped, it was dead straight down the middle of the fairway.
It's like, why didn't I do that the first time?
Yeah, exactly.
That second golfer is always better.
Mm-hmm.
You were neck and neck today with Susanna. What was it like being in that tight competition with her?
I mean, Susanna's a great golfer. I mean, I know for our first couple holes, we just were tying. We just kept both making pars. And then eventually she slipped up a bit, I slipped up a bit, and then just kind of went back and forth like that. And I usually get nervous when I'm like in those kind of situations where it's neck and neck. But today, for some reason, I was just really relaxed.
And then Susanna kind of stumbled coming in, 15 and 16 got her.
Yeah, I mean, once you messed up on those holes, I think that's when I really started to relax a bit because it just gave me a little bit of room
there. All right, let's talk about 18, a par 5, mm-hmm. and your second shot winds up in the bunker. What were you thinking? I mean, that's the fairway bunker. It's up towards the green, but it's still a fairway bunker.
Yeah, I mean, it's a 60-yard bunker shot. I hate those. Those are probably the worst shots in golf. But, you know, walking up there, I was really hoping that my ball somehow stayed short, but it didn't. So once I walked up to my ball, I was like, I really hope I don't blade this over the green because I've done that before. And there was another bunker in front of me and I didn't want to, you know, chunk it and hit it into that bunker. But, you know, it somehow ended up like a foot from the hole. So
it was a perfect shot.
Thank you.
I watched it. I mean, it was, I saw that you were in the bunker mm-hmm. and I thought there's no way she's going to get this close. And then you knock it to a foot and I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, that had to been basically a sigh of relief, because if you do screw that hole up, you bring the other players back mm-hmm. into the match, basically.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. I mean, I was a little worried because I knew that if I, you know, hit this bad, it would give Susanna, I think she was really close at the time, it would give her a chance to kind of, you know, get a couple of strokes there.
Who supports you in your golf career?
My dad, for sure. I mean, both my parents, obviously, but my dad has always been there since like day one, since I've started playing golf. He's taken me to the golf course every single day. He's been my coach, and he's out there every single tournament too, and that's just a lot of support from him.
I saw him walking today the fairways here at Pleasant Valley. Mm-hmm. I mean, it has to feel good to have that support, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. I mean, it's a little nerve-wracking too, because I know he'll say something if I have some bad shots. But, I mean, to know that he's there, it relaxes me a little bit.
Who are some of the LPGA Tour players that you like to watch when they're playing?
I've watched a couple players like Lydia Ko and Megan King, too. Recently, Nelly Korda, too. Like, she's been winning a lot, so I love watching clips of her.
It's been a good year for you, mm-hmm. hasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, you win the Arkansas State Golf Association Junior mm-hmm. Girls Player of the Year, and now you cap it off with a high school overall championship. I don't think you can do any better than that, can you?
No. I mean, it would have been nice if I won the Junior Am this year, but, I mean, I took third, which is still, you know, I placed. So it's still really good.
And you're just a junior in high school, so you've mm-hmm. got another year. You're going to stay in Conway and play for the Wampus Cats again mm-hmm. next year, and you might be back here next year.
Yeah, I mean, that's the goal. I want to, you know, win state and conference next year, too. That's my other goal. And then, you know, come back out here again and win. I think that would be a great way to, like, finish my senior year.
And now being a junior in high school, you can be recruited now. And mm-hmm. you tell me that you've gotten some letters and you've made some visits.
Yes, I mean, I visited Arkansas State, like, 2 weeks ago. I mean, they have a great school, really like them. Some other schools too, like UCA and Arkansas's
got a pretty good golf program in women's golf right now. Shauna Taylor and Mike Adams, they have it going on, don't
mm-hmm.
they?
Mm-hmm. Those girls are really, really good. I'm not even sure if I would make it.
And let's just say hypothetically, if they mm-hmm. decided, okay, Yin-Yo, we're going to offer you a scholarship to the U of A, is it hands down that's where you're going to go?
I don't know. I'm not 100% sure about that yet, because I mean, I'd have to talk with my parents a lot.
Yeah, but it might be nice to stay in state.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I have a brother. He's off in college all the way in Wisconsin, so he's like 12 hours away. And, you know, I told my parents, like, I want to stay close to home. That way, like, on a weekend, if I want to come home and visit, I can do that.
Yeah, you could definitely do that at Arkansas or Arkansas State, and specifically UCA. I mean, that's in Conway.
I could just stay home.
Exactly. You would be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Best golf course you've ever played?
It's a tie between Pleasant Valley today or Galardia, I think that's how you pronounce it, in Oklahoma City.
Nice. What was that one like in Oklahoma City?
Beautiful course. It's kind of like this one. It's very open. There's not a lot of trees, but it's beautiful, and the course is so well taken care of.
How do you think the setup was today at Pleasant Valley for the championship?
It was hard, for sure. I mean, I played in this tournament last year, and, you know, last year I thought this course was hard. But then I played a practice round yesterday, and I'm like, this is even harder this year because the greens are so fast. And it kind of just got in my head a little bit.
Did it take you a while to get adjusted to that, the speed?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday during my practice round, as soon as I got on those putting greens, I was like, whoa, these are fast. And so I just spent like 10, 20 minutes trying to get used to them. And then I went out and played my practice round, and I still wasn't used to them. And then so I got early here this morning so I could, you know, get a little bit more practice in.
When you get back to Conway and go back into the school, what do you think the friends are going to say to you?
Oh, I don't want to imagine that. They're probably going to go crazy.
Yeah, you think?
Maybe. I have a couple friends who would like just blast me.
Do you have a place for that trophy?
Probably next to all my other trophies.
Yeah. Dad's going to have to build a new mantle or a shelf for all the trophies, right?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. One more quick question. Living or deceased, you and three other golfers that you would like to play a round of golf with, who would they be?
Tiger Woods, obviously. That's just a classic answer. Maybe Nelly Korda, too. I know I'll talk about her a little bit.
Does she not have the best swing?
She has such a perfect swing.
Yeah.
And then maybe Lydia Ko.
Okay. Those are three pretty good golfers right there. I could see that working. Yingyo, congratulations.
Thank you.
Again. And next year, maybe a repeat, right?
Yeah.
Go back to back.
Yeah. That's
that would be nice.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
On the boys' side of things, it took a playoff to decide the champion. Willie Gordon and Henry O'Keefe both shot 3-under-par 69s on their round at Pleasant Valley Country Club. Hogan O'Keefe, Henry's brother, finished one shot out of that playoff at 2-under-par. Jack Dennery shot 1-under-par to finish fourth. Henry O'Keefe had a chance to win the championship outright if he could have made a birdie on 18. His birdie putt just slipped past the hole, so he goes into the playoff with Willie Gordon. And on the first playoff hole, Henry O'Keefe, able to knock his second shot close, makes the birdie. Willie Gordon could only muster up a par. Henry O'Keefe is your 2024 high school boys overall state champion. On the tee, Henry O'Keefe.
Henry, congratulations. 2024 high school overall champion. How does that sound?
Man, it sounds awesome. It sounds great. I mean, I put in a lot of hard work this year and the past 15, 16 years, as has everyone else. And just to be able to come out with a win is truly special.
You did something your dad never did. You won the high school overall.
That's right. Yes, sir. I knew going in the week, I was playing well. Played with my older brother on Monday out at CCLR, and then played here Sunday with Carson, the head ASGA guy. And so my dad, having not won this tournament, is almost like beating one of Tiger Woods' records. And so that was really cool, being able to win this and do something he hasn't done.
Let's start off. First tee, any nerves today?
Yes, sir, 100%. I mean, my dad always says, if you're not nervous, you don't care. And so I was up there on the first tee, and I didn't hit a good tee shot. But, I mean, you play 18 holes of golf for a reason. And so my dad told me, just, hey, if you give yourself birdie putts and you make a few of them, that's all that matters. You just got to give yourself chances.
And you had that chance on three, made your first birdie there. That's a nice little par four to kind of get the juices out and get everything rolling, isn't it?
100%, especially after hole three. You got four, a good par five, and need a good tee shot there. And so hitting a good tee shot on number three really, I guess, instilled my confidence with the driver, because that's usually hit or miss for me. And so that was definitely a great start. And then unfortunately, I didn't birdie four, but it's all right. It happens.
It does happen. How was your front nine?
I hit a lot of great, great golf shots. I mean, had 237 into hole four and made a par, which was frustrating. Bad chip and an okay putt. And then not a great shot on five, made a bogey, missed a short putt. And then just started giving myself chances on hole seven or six and seven. Made one on six, just barely missed it on seven, and then 8, I didn't hit a great chip shot. That was my biggest thing today, is I played those par 5s terrible, and that's usually what you got to do well to win. And so I just knew if I gave myself chances that some were going to fall, and had long putts on 8 and 9 that didn't fall, and another long one on 10, which fortunately I made for par after a disastrous hole.
And then you get to the backside, like you said, there on 10, you made that par putt. But you got it going there in the middle of the back nine, birdieing 3 in a row.
I did, yes, sir. So bad, hit a terrible drive on hole 11. And I was in 14's fairway, had a tough shot there, hit a great shot, and felt like I made a birdie because of making a good par after being in no man's land. Mm-hmm. And then just a good shot into 12, 13, and 14, and was fortunate to make the putts. But I just told myself, keep giving yourself looks, and that's what I did really the whole back nine, and I think that's why I played well.
Did you know where you stood coming down 18?
I did, yes, sir. So even when I was walking down 16, 17, I was glancing over at 18 to see when Will got there, because with him being a long hitter, I'm thinking, okay, I've got a birdie 16, 17, and 18 probably to win, with Will being at 4 under, maybe make a birdie. And so after bogeying 16, I knew my brother had probably bogeyed 16, which he ended up making double, but I just knew, or I really felt like I had to birdie 17 and 18 to win. And so seeing Will make bogey, that kind of, I was like, like, how did he do that? And so I just told myself, kind of like I did the whole back nine, give yourself a look, and hit a not the best drive on 18. I hit it right in the rough, and then a really good shot out, pretty good wedge shot. And then, man, I really thought I made the putt. I was ready for it to be over right there. I really thought I made it and just barely burned the edge. And
so you knew that was the putt to win the high school overall.
Yes, sir. And walking down 18 fairway before I hit my third shot into the green, I was smiling because I was like, man, I went to bed last night dreaming about, I want to have a putt to win the overalls. Like, that's what, I mean, usually you dream that to win the Masters or something, but you got to kind of build stepping stones in a sense. And this was the first one. So that was really, I guess a few weeks ago when I won the 5A state in a playoff, that was kind of where I knew I had to make that. But it's just, that's why I love the game of golf, because you come out here and it's on you. It's not on someone else to make a three-pointer for the win, or hit a single to walk it off. It's on you. So that's what I like about it.
So you're going into a playoff. You said there were nerves on the first tee when you teed off this morning. Were there nerves on the first tee in the playoff?
Not really, honestly. I mean, I'm more a little
because you piped that drive. I mean, you knocked it past the bunker down there, left yourself, I don't know what you had in there, what, 90-something yards?
I had 80 yards.
Okay, yeah.
And so I didn't feel any nerves, really. I had to go to the bathroom really bad, so I ran inside after the putt on 18, went to the bathroom, and then, I mean, like you said, I hit that drive really good, but I felt very calm. I felt like, this is your chance. Just go out there and play golf. And I mean, I hit a good shot, good tee shot, and a good second shot. And then, I mean, Will hit a phenomenal putt after getting a little bit unlucky on his second shot. And so
it looked like his putt was going to drop.
It really did. And I've played with him. I played him in the match play. And so you can never count Will out of the hole. He's such a good player that no matter where he is, he's going to either get it up and down, or he's going to make you beat him. And so it was nice making a birdie to beat him, but just like I said, just if I give myself birdie chances, that was the biggest key.
When that putt dropped, it looked like you knew that it was about to drop before it even went in the hole.
Yes, sir. So I line my ball up typically, and I don't use the line. Some players will use the line. Some will use the logo. And so on 18, I'd kind of been struggling on 16, 17 with my line. And so I lined it up on 18 and hit a phenomenal putt. And so I just trusted myself and said, we're going to line it up here and we're going to see what happens. And when I hit it, I knew that it was a good putt, and about probably 2 feet short, I was like, I think I made it. And then just a sigh of relief in the sense that it's really tough losing in a playoff or just playing really good golf and not closing it out. And so it really meant a lot being able to make that putt.
What do you think it means to Little Rock Christian to have a high school overall champion?
Oh, I think it means a lot. I mean, I wouldn't want to win state as a team with any other group of guys. They were probably, I came in here, I was new. Some guys might have been mad that I took their spot, but it's been the best 10, 15 guys on the team that I could ever ask for. I mean, a couple of them came out today. One of them couldn't come because he was going to get a drug test to get a job. But I mean, they're all like my brothers in a sense. Like I love them all dearly.
Henry, what does it mean to you to be able to play a golf course that was set up in tour-like conditions because it's hosting the PGA Tour Champions playoff, second leg of the playoff, the Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens, a week from now?
Oh, it was brutal. I talked a little bit to Mr. Mays, the director of golf and the head pro, and he was like, "How are the greens?" And I was like, "Man, they're too fast." But It was awesome. I mean, playing out here the last few months since we moved in, and Mr. Mays and the whole Pleasant Valley staff has been awesome. But it was really tough. You had to hit a lot of good golf shots, and as a lot of the field probably did, they hit a lot of shots where they thought, oh, this should go in or this should be in the fairway, and they weren't. And I think it being my home course or one of the two courses I play, it was definitely a big factor.
The fact that the grandstands were up and everything, that added a little bit of excitement to the day?
100%. I mean, walking down hole one in the playoff, Willie and I were talking. We were like, man, it feels like we're playing in a PGA Tour event, just minus a couple holes where you don't have the grandstands. But I mean, the way the course was, it was phenomenal. Coming down 18, you're almost boxed in. It feels like you're at the Waste Management out in Arizona. It was just awesome.
Pretty cool sight. Where are you going to put the Mike Satterwhite Trophy?
It'll be down here in the pro shop at Pleasant Valley. I've got to go to work after this, so I'll bring it into the pro shop there and then bring it home tonight and probably get a couple of pictures with it. But
be able to drink some Coca-Cola out of the top of that thing.
Maybe so. I'm more of a Sprite guy like my dad, but I might have to put some Cokes or some lemonade in there.
Henry, the best golf course you've ever played. I think you might be wearing it on your hat today.
Yes, sir. Augusta National. Thank you to Mr. Nick Evans who got us out there. He was awesome to my dad and my whole family, and it was truly special going out there to play.
Yeah, your dad was a longtime golf coach at Augusta University, Augusta State back in the day, but he got to go out there and play quite a bit. What was it like with your dad being a collegiate head coach?
It was a lot of fun. I saw it more when we lived in Augusta versus Oxford and Conway, but I mean, just seeing how to be, I guess, good at golf. And so we played with some of the best guys on his team and some of the worst. And we saw some of the differences between the best and the worst players on his team. You got to hit the fairway. You got to hit the green. And if you don't hit the green, you got to hit it in a good spot to get up and down. And then you got to have good speed on your putts. Not make the putts, but you have to have good speed. And so that was always fun because we're playing against guys who some of them are going to try and go pro, some of them aren't. And then even playing with some of the professionals in Augusta, it's hard not to get better when you're playing with golfers as good as they were.
No doubt. Fantasy foursome, living or deceased, you and three others, who would you like to play a round of golf with?
I'm going to say the same thing that my dad said. My older brother, my younger brother, and my dad. I mean, my older brother and I, we did a match out here last week when he was here, and neither one of us played our best, and we ended up losing $5, but you can't, I'd want to play golf with them every day of the week if I could, and so that's definitely the best group.
That's awesome. Henry, congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me.
Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group is the leader in the state in managing hotel properties. From El Dorado to Jonesboro to Fayetteville to Kansas City and back home in Little Rock, you will find a Beachwood Pinnacle managed hotel property. Are you looking for a weekend staycation? Book the Hilton Garden Inn located on Rock Street and enjoy the Agassi 7 rooftop bar with fantastic views of the Little Rock skyline. Open Sunday through Thursday evenings from 4 to 11 and Friday and Saturday from 5 to midnight. Find them on the web at bphotels.com. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group.
That's all the time we have for this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Congratulations to Yin-Yo Yang, the 2024 Girls High School Overall Champion, and Henry O'Keefe, the 2024 Boys High School Overall Champion. Don't forget, Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens. Tickets are still on sale at SimmonsBankChampionship.com. You'll enjoy the weekend at Pleasant Valley Country Club. I hope to see you out there. If you can't get out to PV, make sure you tune in to the Golf Channel Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. All three rounds will be on the Golf Channel. Remember, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon, if not at Pleasant Valley, from the Shortgrass.
You have been listening to From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network in association with Majestic Cubby Productions.